You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live from beautiful springtime Atlanta, Georgia. And guess what? I am so grateful and excited that you joined me today from all over the globe. And of course, if you are listening to this show, I believe that the Spirit of God has attracted you here talking about the Law of Attraction so that you can receive the answers, the solutions, the enlightenment, and the revelation that you have been seeking and that you have been praying about. Well, how are you doing today? It is simply a magnificent day here in Atlanta. As I said, it is springtime and I'm looking out of my window at beautiful pink and white dogwood trees and just so grateful to be able to share with you today. Well, I hope that you are having a great week. You know, that is a choice. As the Bible says, that this is the day that God hath made, and you can choose to be grateful or you can choose to be unhappy, no matter what your circumstances might be. Well, I am so excited that so many of you are being, I'm going to say, radically changed by my show. I receive emails every week telling me, Constance, your show is really changing my life. I love it when you give tips. I love it when you teach, Constance, because you tell us the 1, 2, 3, 4s and the how-tos of moving from where we are to where we desire to be. And I'm just so grateful for all of you. Well, today, my very special guest is Dr. Susan Sumsky, and she's going to be talking about, she has a new book out, Awaken Your Divine Intuition, How to Receive Wisdom, Blessings, and Love by Connecting with Spirit. That sounds exciting, right? She has 50 plus years of helping people with meditation, prayer, affirmations, and manifestations. But before we get started, I just want to share a couple of things with you. I want to talk about my book. I had a lady email me and she said, I can't afford to coach. And I asked her, so what can you do? And that is always the question that I ask people. Okay, we're not going to take a look at what you can't do, but what can you do? So I want to share with you about my book, Secrets of Success. It's 25 years. Man, worth of all of the experience that I have had working with over 10,000 clients. And I'm really proud of it. And I would like to say to you that if you're not ready to coach or in a position to coach, go to my website and purchase Secrets of Success. And the title is a little deceiving because the secret is once you deal with your unresolved stuff, once you know what's happening in the now, that you can create a new future. And so let me just tell you some of the things that are covered in this book. I really talk about dealing with your past and how important that is, because when you don't deal with your stuff deals with you. And in part one of my book, I'm going to really have you to take a look at family systems roles, your behavior patterns, codependency, and how that's really messing with your manifestation right now. And see if you can identify with any of this stuff. Feeling overly responsible for others. You have a difficulty making decisions. You are a caretaker. You focus on others and put yourself last. You don't know how to express your feelings. And even if you do, you don't share with others how you feel. You have a feeling of powerlessness, feeling stuck. Can anybody identify with those? And after working with over 10,000 clients, I know that until you take a look at some of these issues, they hinder, slow down, stop, determine the kind of life that you're going to live. And so I really go into detail. The Spirit really led me to create a workbook. So that means that you will be writing or journaling a lot of your answers, which is very healing and very therapeutic. So part one really helps you to really deal with your stuff. I'm turning some of my pages now. And so why is that important? Because your inner issues really impact and affect your success, your belief systems, your inability to set boundaries. That means you don't know how to say no to people. You may have a powerful goal, but then you are pulled, you allow yourself to be pulled away from your goal. Unhealthy choices in relationships, associations, lack of mentoring, all of that, I deal with that in part one. And I believe that part one, even though parts two and three are powerful, part one really, I've had people all over the world say that part one of your workbook changed my life. Okay, part two is living in the now. And so what do I do in part two? In part two, I talk about, we take a look at what's draining your life, what people are in your life, what unresolved conflict with a family member is draining your life. What relationship do you need to end? Who do you need to forgive? Your environment. Does your car need cleaning or repair? Is your home cluttered and disorganized? And I also take a look at what are you eating? What kind of foods are you eating? Are you taking care of yourself? Why? Because you are body, soul, and spirit at work. Is your work stressful? Do you leave exhausted at the end of the day? Money. Do you spend more than you earn? So I deal with all of those now issues. I take a look at confronting your now, because what you choose, what you do not confront, what will not change. So I talk about what's in your now, what's in your life now, financially, physically, what are the incompletes that are in your life, and what would your life look like if you completed those incompletes? I can't think of another word. And then lastly, section three is where I really help you to deal with your dreams. Many of you know that I am a certified dream coach. That means that I teach people how to make their dreams come true. And some of the things that I talk about in part three is how to learn from your doubts and your fears, how to remove and overcome any obstacles that may come in your life, how to build a dream team. All of us need a dream team. How to develop a dream sound bite. What is that? That means that within 30 seconds, when you meet people, can you share with them very quickly and in a very descriptive way who you are, what you're doing, and what your passion is, and etc. So it's a very powerful book. So I'm going to strongly encourage you to go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com and really download Secrets to Success, print it out, and just begin the work. And I can tell you, after 30 days, you won't even recognize your life, and that you will have a lot of aha moments. And that's what it's all about. Okay, let's see what else. I want to give you my tip for the week. And before I do that, I'm receiving so many emails from you talking about how the show that I did on creating rituals, and so many of you are creating rituals. And last week, my client from Japan shared about how she really just began to utilize a 15-minute exercise ritual and how it has doubled her income, how it has radically changed her relationships with her coworkers and her family. And so I'm going to really highly recommend that you go back and listen to any shows that you've missed, because all of the shows that I do are really by the Spirit. And so the tip that I'm going to leave for you for this week is to never look at that which you do not wish to experience. Never talk about or think about that which you do not wish to experience. So what I'm asking you to do is to begin to turn your attention entirely away from your condition. Why? Because your current condition was created by your past thinking, believing, and feeling. And so that should be great news, because you can begin at this very moment to what? Really create what you want. And so many of you, I know it because I get your emails, are talking about what is. And you've heard me say, if you are thinking and talking about what was, you're going to get more of that. If you're thinking and talking about what is, you're going to get more of that. So if you are turning away from your conditions, what are you turning your attention to? You are turning your attention to, and you're thinking to, what you wish to experience. And really, you should never limit your view of life by your past experiences. And so in the past, you may have looked at poverty, misery, your job, how things are not working for you. And so what happens when you do that, you create a gigantic picture and the image of that's the way that your life is supposed to be. But what would happen if we would begin to focus our attention on harmony, on happiness, on plenty, on prosperity, on peace? That will be what will begin to manifest in our life, because we already know scientifically that whatever you focus on is what you will get more of in your life. And God really wants you to not limit spirit. You've been thinking too small. Begin to take the limits off of God by dreaming big. God lives in impossibilities. That's where the spirit lives. And I always tell people, if you can do it by yourself without God, then what? It's not really big enough. So I want you to begin to turn away from your circumstances, to turn away from your conditions, to turn away from what is, and begin to take small baby steps about thinking about what you want. I had someone email me and they told me that they went to just an expensive, I think it was a jewelry store, just to look at. She wasn't going to buy it, but she was just looking at it. She was just getting a glimpse of possibilities that might occur in their lives. Another friend of mine was talking about how she had seen a special on Dubai and how beautiful it was. And she said that is a desire of her heart. And so I told her, instead of looking at the condition of, I don't have the money to go to Dubai, I don't know how I'm going to get there, start going online and looking at some of the hotels. Put your attention on Dubai. Think about, are you going to fly? I think it's Emirates. That's the one where you have your own little suite. Think about that. Research, the climate, research the people. Why did I ask her to do that? Because we are really looking only at what we wish to experience. And so this week, I want you to think about, what do I wish to experience? And begin putting your attention on that. Begin thinking about that. Remember, the how is always up to God. Take 5 to 10 minutes every day and to begin to put your attention, start looking at, start feeling, start talking about, start researching what you wish to experience in the nowness of your life. So that's my tip for the week. Turn entirely away from your current conditions and what? Look only at that which you wish to experience. I got that out. So, You're going to do that. And I want you to send me an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, if you're interested in coaching with me, you can go to my website, fulfillingyourpurchase.com, and purpose, not purchase, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and take a look at my packages. I think it was too many P's in there. And just email me if you're interested, because I believe that if you work with me for a year, that you will create the life of your dreams. Well, let's go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back with my very special guests. So stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I'm back, and I'm really excited about my very special guest today, and even where can I start with her? Dr. Susan Shumsky is a highly respected spiritual teacher, award-winning author, and founder of Divine Revelation, a unique field-proven technology for contacting the divine presence, hearing and testing the inner voice, and receiving clear divine guidance. She has dedicated her life to helping people all over the world. She has authored 13 books, and she has been a pioneer in the human potential field, where she has spent nearly 50 years, my goodness, teaching thousands of people meditation, prayer, affirmation, and intuition. And she has really, I was joking with her that she's done over 600 speaking engagements and over 800 media appearances, and she's still very excited and passionate about her work. I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about herself. But Dr. Susan Shumsky, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here with you today, Constance. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm excited about your new book, Awakening Your Divine Intuition, Receive Wisdom, Blessings, and Love by Connecting with the Spirit. That's what all of us need, I tell you.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
So tell our listeners just a little bit more about yourself. I know you had a phenomenal mentor, and then we're going to get into your new book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been practicing spiritual disciplines for about 50 years. I was in the ashram of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi for 22 of those years. He was the guru of the Beatles and the guru of Deepak Chopra. Mm-hmm. And I was on his personal staff for 7 of those years, where I lived in Europe with him. And so I've been in this field for quite a long time. And after I left the ashram in 1989, I began teaching a practice that I call Divine Revelation, mm-hmm. which is about learning how to listen to the still small voice within and having direct divine contact and communication. And I started to write books, and now I have 13 books in print.
Wow, amazing.
So, yeah.
I don't know if I said that or not, but wow, amazing. And I just said privately how much I really appreciate the work that you're doing. And, you know, this is a time, Dr. Susan, when we really need to, you know, really awaken to what's on the inside of us, our divine intuition, with everything that's going on in the world. So let's just go ahead and get started with that. In your new book, tell us, why did you write this book, and why did you name it Awaken Your Divine Intuition?
Well, this is really my foundation book. It's really about how you can develop spiritually and how you can listen to that inner voice. This book used to be called How to Hear the Voice of God. Mm-hmm. And this is the new edition of that book. It has a new title because my publisher asked me to do a new edition of the book. So this book is like a seminar. It's written like a seminar. It's a step-by-step process, and it teaches you all the techniques on how you can open to spirit and how you can have this direct divine contact and communication, and how you can overcome any blockages that are preventing you from that direct communication, and also how to distinguish, how to discern, how to know whether what you're getting is the real thing. So in other words, who or what is giving you the message? Is it the divine spirit? Is it your own mind? Is it your wishful thinking? Is it an entity from the astral world? Is it the environment that is influencing you, the environment around you and the thought forms in the environment? I mean, who or what are you getting this message from? So I recommend that people get their message from the spiritual world rather than one of these other realms. And in the book, Awaken Your Divine Intuition, I teach you how to do that, how to distinguish.
Okay. And so before we get to that, I want you to define spirituality to me, because listeners all over the world, we have some who are Christian, Muslim, Hindu, seekers. So what is spirituality to you when you hear that word?
Well, really, it is somebody who is actually really spiritual is someone who's connecting with spirit in whatever form they believe that to be, God, goddess, whatever name. Or no name, whatever it is that they believe to be the creator of this universe and the maintainer of this universe, that which sustains this universe. Mm-hmm. So that is a person who is spiritual is one who seeks experiences that are and is interested in, let's also say, in realms that are beyond this physical plane. So somebody who's spiritual is wanting to delve into other planes of existence, whether or not they experience them themselves directly. At least they have an interest in these other realms and they want to learn more about it. So that would be somebody who is spiritual.
Yeah, I love that. Well, you know, I just want to say to listeners, if you have a problem in the area of money, career, relationship, health, I want you to really listen, because she's going to share with you how you can really, really get in touch with the divine on the inside of you. So let's talk about intuition. Why is it so important in our world today? We know what just happened in Brussels, and I just send my love and prayers out to all of those people there. So why is that important?
Yeah, so the thing is, the world is changing. It's becoming a kind of a strange, unusual bird at this point in time. It used to be that people could count on various institutions for security. They used to be able to not worry about the money in their bank accounts. They used to be able to not worry about their job. Their job was secure. They would have a pension. People used to not be concerned about inflation. They weren't worried about where their next meal is going to come from. I mean, there's just many different uncertainties in today's world, including violence, including, you know, is there a terrorist bomber around the corner? Is somebody wearing a vest that wants to blow him or herself up? I mean, these were questions that just weren't there decades ago. So we have this uncertain world that we're living in. And because of that, there's nothing we can count on in this physical plane. We cannot count on anything. However, there is one thing that we can count on, and that is not in this physical world. It is in the spiritual world. So that one thing is spirit, with a capital S. So we can count upon that, because that is eternal. It never dies. It is everlasting. It is always with you. You are never alone or away from that. It is within you and all around you. It is everywhere present. It is omniscient, omnipotent, and it is all encompassing. So it's everywhere. So that divine presence is eternal and imperishable, and you can count on that. It's not going away. It's not going to die, and it's not going to leave you. So if you can connect with that, then you have a reliable source of wisdom and inspiration. And you can ask any question of spirit and receive an accurate and true and real answer. So you can ask for advice. You can ask for inspiration. You can ask for creative ideas. You can ask to be healed. There's many things that you can ask for when you connect with spirit. And the premise of everything that I teach is one basic premise, and that is ask and it shall be given unto you. So by asking, you will receive whatever it is that you want. And being more specific, most specific about what you want to ask for is probably the best way. And so it's really quite simple, ask and receive.
So what about people who say, well, I've asked, I've prayed, and I haven't heard anything, or God hasn't answered my prayer, or I still don't know what to do?
Mm-hmm. Right. So just like any skill in life, like learning to play the piano, learning to play the violin, whatever it is that you want to learn how to do, you really need to learn how to do it. And people maybe think they know how to do it, but maybe they don't quite know how to do it. So I learned how to do all of this stuff. It isn't like I was born a natural psychic or a natural this or a natural anything. And I wasn't struck by lightning, you know, and I didn't stick my finger in a light socket or, you know, electric socket. I mean, I learned everything. And because I learned everything, that's good for you, because I can teach. Because I learned it, I can teach it. So because I went from point A, B, C, D, all the way to Z, I can help you go from A, B, C to Z. So it's really a matter of learning and practicing, just like playing the violin, as mm-hmm. I said. So it does require some effort. It does require some skill, which is learned. It's a learned skill. So what I teach is how to connect with spirit and how to receive guidance. In other words, receive clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient messages. How to receive that at will. That's the difference between what I do and maybe what other people do. I teach you how to do it at will. So in the book, Awaken Your Divine Intuition, it's like I said, it's like a seminar. You learn step by step. These are the steps. This is how you learn how to do this. And it's really not that difficult.
Well, you know, it's so true that it's practiced. You know, just I gave an example of this last week, a couple of weeks on my show. I was in on the Law of Attraction cruise, and I flew back into Atlanta, and I had two big suitcases, of course. And the guy who was picking me up, I said, "Oh, that's my suitcase." We were in baggage claim, and of course, I had one a carry on, and so we went to the parking lot, and he said, "Let me go and get the car." And as I was standing there, Spirit, God within me said, "That's not your suitcase."
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it was the wow. same color as my suitcase.
Oh my gosh.
And I had just bought it, so I didn't have the little ribbon on. And I said, "I don't see my name tag." And so I unzipped it and I saw some pink things in there that did not belong to me. So we feverishly ran back at the baggage claim. But that was God talking to me.
Exactly.
And connecting, you know, something that simple. But had I not spend time in meditation and in stillness and quiet, I would not have heard that. And I would have still had somebody else's suitcase.
Exactly. With no luggage tag on it, right?
Right, right.
My gosh. Wow. Wowie.
And so I think that people have a real desire to, you know, to connect with spirit. So what do you feel it might be some things that are preventing people from getting clear with their own intuition on mm-hmm. the inside of them?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we do all have blockages, both internally and externally, that prevent us from having this clear connection with spirit. That's why in my book, Awaken Your Divine Intuition, I teach specific healing prayers to help people to stay clear, to be clear, to stay clear. When you're not clear, do the prayer, do the healing, and then you will be clear. So, you know, there's just some specific different categories of things that may be in your way. One of these would be negative thoughts and feelings, negative thought forms, your own negative thought forms. Another problem would be just basically lack of self-authority, that you're feeling you don't have integrity, inner integrity. Another problem would be psychic ties. You've got undue attachments to people, places, things, organizations, situations, circumstances, memories, and experiences that are holding you back. Another might be facade bodies, beliefs, that means very strong beliefs about yourself that are not true. Another would be past life experiences, you know, that are holding you back. So these are some of the things that you can heal. At least you can heal them enough to be able to hear the divine voice. You don't have to heal it, you know, like to the very core and forever and ever. You just have to get quiet enough to be able to hear the inner voice. So if you're not quiet enough, if you're obsessed with something else in your mind, then you just do the healing prayer. Also, another category would be entities. That's another problem, is astral entities, beings from the astral plane that might be holding you back. So all of these things can be healed, at least healed enough so that you can hear that inner voice and receive the incredible, awesome connection with spirit, which is so powerful and so blissful and so amazing. It's really something to behold.
So in your own life, personally and professionally, what would be just really an extraordinary example of your connection with spirit and intuition that was very powerful?
Well, rather than going into some far out experience, I will tell a story that's sort of like yours.
Okay.
And that is that when I was writing my first book, Divine Revelation, I was guided by spirit. I do my best, by the way, Constance, on a daily basis to be guided by spirit. So I listen to that inner voice and trust it and follow the guidance day by day. And so I make my decisions that way. Well, when I was writing the book Divine Revelation, I did the same thing. And after I finished writing the book basically wrote itself. It was mainly written by spirit. And then when I wanted to get the book published, and this was my first book, by the way, mm-hmm. I asked within, you know, how do I get this book published? So I got guidance to go to the library and find yourself a literary agent. I mean, you know, that's the kind of messages I get. They're very mundane. So I went to the library and I looked through the list of agents, and this one name, I just had a gut feeling about him, and his name was Jeff Herman. It did not make a whole lot of sense, though, because he agents business books for Wall Street. But I just had this sense that he was my agent. So I went ahead and I sent my proposal to Jeff Herman. And amazingly, within 2 days after sending my proposal, he got back to me and he wanted to agent me. So he started to sell my books to various publishers, but he had some rejections. And then after a few months, I got this letter in the mail from the Jeff Herman agency, and it said, "We're very sorry, but we've had a staff shortage in our agency and we can no longer represent you." Well, I was completely devastated, you know, here I'd been guided by spirit and, you know, why isn't this working out? And so I did what I always do. And that is I went into meditation to ask what to do now. And spirit said to me, "No, Jeff Herman is still your agent. Don't try to sign with another agent and don't try to sell the book yourself." Because I could have done any of those things, but spirit said, "No, he's your agent." So I went ahead and I sent this business book agent my a letter, and it said, "My intuition says you'd be the best agent to represent me." And so what do I do after that letter goes off? Well, nothing happens. That's what happens. And I'm sitting around, you know, with my blind faith, trusting spirit. And then I get this letter back in the mail, and it says, "We're so happy that you have so much faith in us, but we still cannot represent you." So once again, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, why is it I'm continuing to be guided to do this and yet nothing's happening? So I sent him a second letter because Spirit told me the same thing. I went into meditation the second time and Spirit said the same thing. Jeff Herman is still your agent. Don't try to sign with another agent and don't try to sell the book yourself. So I send the second request. I say, my intuition still tells me that you're the best agent to represent me. And so what happens after that? Well, nothing. That's what happens. And then months go by and then I get a call from Jeff Herman. And he says, we're very impressed with your perseverance. We decided to represent you. Come to my office and meet my partner. We're going to handle your book. So I went to the office in downtown Manhattan, and all the business books are stacked on the wall, of course, and I'm completely feeling out of place. And the woman, his partner, comes into the room, and she's this beautiful woman, this long, dark, curly hair. I remember her long hair. And it turns out this woman who's working in the business book agency is a psychic. And she gives me a psychic reading. It was so bizarre. And then I figured, well, maybe this is why I was guided to stay with this agency. Well, it turned out pretty well. A few months later, Jeff Herman called me and he said he had sold the book to Simon & Schuster, wow, which is the biggest publisher in the world. So the first time unknown new age, new thought author who knows nothing about writing and who went to art school sold her first book to Simon & Schuster. And the editor at Simon & Schuster said it's the very best book she has ever edited since she started working for Simon & Schuster.
Wow.
So that was my book called Divine Revelation.
You know, and I want you to share that so listeners can hear that and understand that they can have those same kinds of experiences to happen in their own lives personally.
That's right.
God is not saying, oh, I love Dr. Susan. I love Constance Moore. Oh, no. Anybody can tap into this divine connection. So you mentioned meditation. And so talk about what meditation is and how can people learn to meditate? Because that word has so many meanings.
Mm-hmm. Well, meditation is just getting quiet and still and resting and relaxing and getting into a state of centered beingness. So meditation is just a way to relax, and it's good for health and it's good for your well-being on every level, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And it is a way for you to connect with spirit with a capital S. So because of the fact that, remember, I said that I teach people how to do this stuff at will, meditation is very important in that process, because when you go into the meditative state, then you can receive the inner guidance at will.
And so people always email me and say, does meditation mean I have to be silent? What about guided meditations? If I do guided meditations, will I still be able to connect with spirit?
Absolutely. And by the way, meditation doesn't mean blanking your mind blank or anything like that. That's not what meditation is about. Meditation is about relaxing and getting still and being in a state of deep relaxation. Your mind is not going to, you know, in most cases, your mind is not going to go blank. You're not going to be in some kind of void or something like that. If you are connecting with the spiritual world, however, with the world of spirit, with a capital S, then what will happen during your meditation is you may begin to receive messages from spirit, divine guidance, inspiration, beautiful poetry, and it'll just come to you in your mind. And so that is something that you can receive when you connect with spirit.
I remember the last time you were on my show, I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago. I think you had a book on prayers, or that you read some prayers. What about prayer? Should people read prayers, or should they pray silently? What would be your answer to that?
You know, I think it's really a matter of the person's own feeling and their own devotional practice. However, if you want to manifest something in your life and the physical world, then it's a good idea to say your prayers audibly, because you're bringing that spiritual energy into the physical plane. So I recommend people when they use the prayers in my books, for example, my book Instant Healing, or another one of my books that has prayers called Miracle Prayer. I have two books with a lot of prayers in them. Instant Healing has 243 prayers in it, actually. So when you use those books, I do recommend that you say those prayers audibly, because that helps to manifest the result right in your physical life.
You know, that's so powerful. You know, and in your new book, you talk about tapping into the in-house counselor, your inner guidance and inner genius. So we have genius on the inside of us. Is that right?
Absolutely. Well, you have your ego self, and that's really not too smart. But you do have a higher self, and the higher self, you know, that's the genius. That's the genius within. Your higher self is filled with plethora of infinite creative ideas all the time, inspiration. Mozart said that he did not write the compositions himself at all. He just heard them from his inner wisdom, shall we say, or he heard them within his own mind, and then he transcribed them. So his inspiration came from deep within, and Einstein expressed similar things, and all the great geniuses, they say that, you know, this is just coming from another, like another realm. It's not really from their own ego. It's from a higher realm. And yeah, I mean, that's a lot of what this is about. Receiving inner guidance is about tapping into the inner genius. It's about tapping into that part of yourself that knows the truth, and that is filled with pure wisdom. So when you can contact the in-house counselor or the inner genius, that's incredible, because you can ask any question and receive the answer to any problem that you have, any difficulty that you have, anything that you are concerned about. You can ask and receive the answer, and then you will feel absolutely resolved. You will feel great confidence because you know that you're making the right choices and decisions in your life. And you will feel very happy because you have at your fingertips a wellspring, infinite wellspring of creative intelligence.
You know, that's so true. I think it's so interesting that the Seattle Seahawks coach now has a lot of his players practicing meditation. And I listened to an interview with one, and he was saying how that doing meditation in his mind, that he just connects with God, and then when he's on the playing field, he knows what to do. Additionally, a lot of rappers now are doing meditation.
And I love
what Russell Simmons says, that there's profit in stillness. And they're saying that they're getting just so much inspiration from that. So I just want to strongly encourage listeners all over the world, no matter what your current circumstances might be, no matter where you live, that really we all at any time can really connect with God on the inside of us.
That's very true, Constance. Absolutely true.
So, you know, I have to ask you this question, Dr. Susan. You know, The Secret was a very popular book and great movie. And so what does the law of attraction have relates to intuition or connecting on the inside? Is there a correlation between the law of attraction and intuition?
As a matter of fact, there is. The thing is that when people saw that movie or read that book, mm-hmm. The Secret, and they started to use the law of attraction, which is basically the law of karma, actually. It's the same thing, which states, it is done unto you as you believe. And Buddha put it in another way. Buddha said, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. And if a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him or her. And if a person speaks with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him or her. So all the great sages throughout the ages actually say the same thing, that we are creating our own destiny and our own reality through our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. So the law of attraction, a lot of people maybe decided, okay, I'm going to use this kind of magic law and I'm going to create these things. And then they make a shopping list. They make their shopping list. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this, 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 and this. And then after they get those things, it's like, why did I ask for that, 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 and that? That wasn't something that's making me happy. Why did I manifest all this, all these complicated things in my life that I don't even want? Okay, so some people may have that experience. I'm not saying that everybody has mm-hmm. that experience. Some people are very happy with what they have manifested. But let's say that theoretically somebody does that. Well, that's the person that I call that person, a person who's praying backwards. And what do I mean by that? So praying backwards would be making that list, that shopping list, and then manifesting everything. Praying forwards would be first, step number one is to meditate, to connect with spirit, to ask spirit, what is highest wisdom for me to manifest? What is highest wisdom for me to do? What is my purpose? What am I doing here on earth? What is the best thing for me to be accomplishing here? So ask these kinds of questions and then find out from spirit what is highest and best wisdom for me to manifest. And then make your shopping list. And then use the law of attraction to attract those things into your life. Then your life will be very, very joyous, fulfilling, filled with miracles, filled with coincidences that are not really coincidental. You'll be on the right track. You'll be in tune with the laws of nature. And all of that will really be a very profound experience for you. So I recommend that people pray forwards rather than backwards. That's all. First, get in touch with spirit through meditation. Ask within what is highest wisdom for me to manifest and do. And then manifest those things through using the power of prayer.
You know, that's very powerful. I was having lunch with two friends yesterday, and they were saying, well, who are you interviewing this week? And I told them about you, and they went to your website. So one lady said, make sure you ask Dr. Susan, can I connect with my intuition so that I can find and attract love? And so I'm doing as I was told yesterday, Dr. Susan. I guess the second question that I get from people all over the world, the first one is around money, but the second one is about attracting genuine love or their soulmate.
Of course, everyone deserves love in their life. And so the thing is that if we want to attract love, we have to be loving. If we want to attract money, we have to have a reason to have that money. You can't just really pray for money. You have to pray for the thing that you want to manifest in your life. And if that thing requires money, then the money will come. In regards to love, yes, you can pray for love and you can receive love in your life. And the best choice for anybody who wants to attract anything in their life, who wants to accomplish anything in their life, is to go into meditation, ask spirit, what is highest wisdom for me to do in order to attract this thing into my life? So what I'm saying is ask advice from spirit with a capital S, because spirit will give you the answer and spirit will tell you the steps to take. Spirit will tell you exactly what you need to do. And that's true about any situation.
Money, career, anything.
Anything.
Wow. I love that. Well, you know, in your book, you know, How to Hear the Voice of God and Awaken Your Divine Intuition, you know, so many people say, oh, God is so busy, or God's not concerned about my hair not growing, or that's too small for God. What would you say to people who think that way, who might feel like, well, you know, I'm bothering spirit or bothering God, etc.?
I usually laugh hilariously and uproariously every time I hear that idea. Oh, God is too busy. God is too busy. I mean, really? Isn't God infinite? Mm-hmm. Is God all-seeing, all-knowing? Is God everywhere? I mean, where do you think God is? You think God is sitting in an office somewhere and doesn't have time to answer your phone call? I mean, what we're doing is we're placing very anthropomorphic qualities onto God, who is not who's not a human. God is infinite, and therefore God can be everywhere at once, first of all, and God is infinitely interested in your hair not growing, and he's infinitely interested in what's going on in Brussels. He's infinitely interested in every little detail. It's like the eye on the sparrow, you know, that whole idea. Mm-hmm. God has the eye on the sparrow. So there is nothing that you are going to be doing that's going to bother, quote unquote, God. God is there always. God is your best friend always. You are never alone. You are never alone. You will never be alone. If you connect with Spirit, God will be with you in through thick and thin, through every challenge, through every tear, through every laughter, through everything in your life. God is right there. And all you have to do is turn to God, call upon God. And I recommend calling by name, you know, say God or Hashem or Jesus or whoever you want to call upon. Call by name, Allah, whatever you want to say. And ask and receive. Ask and receive. Ask and receive. Ask for guidance. Ask for inspiration. You know, turn to God in every situation, and God is there. I mean, God is not too busy. God is not on the other, you know, on the other line.
You know, when you say ask and receive, you make it sound so easy. You said ask and receive, ask and receive. Is it that easy?
It is that easy. Mm-hmm. It's so easy. And here's the secret. All you need to do is you just sit down in a chair. You close your eyes. You take a few deep breaths. You get quiet and still within. Maybe you take some more deep breaths and get even quieter. And just relax, you know, and breathe normally. But then you take some more deep breaths. And you get even more quiet and still. And then you're in a state of deep quietude and deep meditation. And then you do something that people don't do when they're in deep meditation. They just don't do it. And that is that you ask. You ask a question. You ask for guidance, you ask for inspiration, you ask for creative ideas, you ask for something. Mainly you ask questions, you know, ask a question like, for example, is it wise for me to take this job? Mm-hmm. What is wise for me to do about this situation I'm having at work with my boss? What is wise for me to do about the situation at home where my child is taking drugs? Ask questions like that. Any difficult situation in your life, ask Spirit. Ask Spirit to help you make wise decisions with peaceful confidence. And Spirit, and then after you've asked your question or asked for whatever you want to ask for, then you take another big deep breath. And then you do what I call the do nothing program. That means do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. Just be open to receive, in other words. And then at that point, you're going to receive something. You'll get a vision. You'll get some words that come into your mind, or you'll get a feeling. And that'll be the answer to your question. If we have time, I'd like to give examples. So let's give an example. Let's say that you ask the question, is it wise for me to take this job? And then you take your big deep breath and you go into this quietude. And then you see in your inner eye, you see a doorway, and the doorway opens and beautiful light streams into the doorway, and you look out of the doorway and you see this beautiful meadow with flowers. What's the answer to your question? Yes.
Yes.
Take the job, obviously. And then here's another way. You ask the question and you get, you ask the same question. Is it wise to take this job? And then you take your deep breath, go into the quietude, and you hear the words, yes, take the job. That would be an example of clairaudience. You're hearing the answer. Okay, third way, ask the question, is it wise to take this job? You take your deep breath, go into the quietude, and then you have a feeling of great peace and inspiration. You just have this wonderful feeling that comes over your body. Okay, there's the answer, yes. These are three examples, three ways that you might receive an answer through seeing, hearing, or feeling.
And so if a person doesn't see, hear, or feel anything, could the answer come to them later on during the day, maybe while they're driving? They may get some insight or revelation. How does that work? Because I've had people to ask me that question.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the answer is, what I teach is I teach people how to receive this stuff at will.
At will. I love
yeah.
that.
So if you're not getting the answer, it means there's something blocking you. So that's the time to do one of my healing prayers that's in my book. So you use one of the healing prayers, and then you take another deep breath and go into the silence, and you ask again. And you do that until you get your answer.
Wow,
so this is about getting the answers at will. It's not about, oh, let's wait for something. It's really about getting answers at will. And you can do that. Just keep asking.
So how can people get your book, Awaken Your Divine Intuition, Receive Wisdom? Boy, we need that. Blessings, we all need that, desire that, and love.
Great. So, Constance, this is how they will get the book. They
okay.
just go to Amazon.com and Google, you know, Awaken Your Divine Intuition, or my name, Susan Shumsky, you know, and you'll be able to get the book. I have a couple websites. I have a drsusan.org. I do sell the books on my website, but it just takes longer to get them than if you go to Amazon. And I recommend people get them at Amazon. They're less expensive, and you get them faster. So drsusan.org is my website, where you can read the first chapter of every one of my books. You can see videos, listen to audios, free teleseminars. You can read articles. There's a lot on that website. You can learn a lot. And then there's another website. It's called Divine Travels. .com, DIVINETRAVELS.com. On that website, you can find out about the sacred tours to sacred destinations, different destinations, and also about upcoming conferences, cruise ship seminars. I produce cruise ship seminars all the time. So check on that. And that's pretty amazing, too. It's a good idea to subscribe there, because then you'll be notified about future events. So that's divinetravels.com.
So you travel all over the world, and you live where?
You're giggling. I live in a motorhome, and I have no home base. So I travel around in my RV. I'm kind of a gypsy. And I have a nice motorhome, though. I'm not entirely a gypsy. It's a nice motorhome, but it is definitely mobile. And I have lived in a van, a trailer, or a motorhome since 1989.
Wow, that is so interesting and so exciting. Wow, that's amazing. So what would be your last words to people all over the world today, Dr. Susan?
I think that your listeners are very spiritual people. Mm-hmm. So I would say to them that the most important thing you can do with your life and with your time is to realize who you really are, is to delve into your spiritual self and spend your time and energy and resources on discovering your true divine nature and realizing that God is within you and that you are the center of being, the mighty, all-powerful, all-loving being that is not your ego, not your history, not your friends and family. Who you really are is completely different than that. It is the Atman, or the I Am Self. And that is your true divine nature. And it is divine. It is the nature of pure beingness, of wholeness and oneness. Realize that. That's the goal to seek in this lifetime.
Nothing but the truth. Thank you so much, Dr. Susan Shumsky. You are a blessing to the world. And as I said prior to the recording, I appreciate everything that you are doing and have done for mankind. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me, Constance.
You're welcome. Well, once again, this is Constance Ronald with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. You can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, my website is fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, remember this: God loves you, I love you, and the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.